welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
So we're talking about the blood. We're talking about faith in the blood. God wants to give us through Jesus Christ a life of blessing, a life of hope. Amen. Now listen to what the scripture says in Leviticus chapter 17 and verse 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. So where is life? It's in the blood. If you are perfectly healthy and the blood drained from your body, every organ that was perfect wouldn't function. Why? Because you need blood, am I right, to flow through your body and my body. And how many of you know what color blood is? Always red, amen? It's red, amen? Now I want to share some things about the blood. Are you ready for me? We're redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Say, I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Ephesians 1:7 reads this way. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Say, my sins are forgiven. According to the riches of his grace. How many of us know this to be true? That when temptation comes, and if we yield to temptation, no matter what kind it is, and suddenly if we make a bad choice, we feel this guilt. How many of you ever felt that before? All right? With temptation, if we yield to it, produces sin. And sin produces guilt. But when you and I realize, even if we stumble and fall, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Here's another one for you. We're continually kept clean and pure by the blood of Jesus. Say continually. Listen to 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light. Now listen to this verse now. Walk means character. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, and we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sins. But can we look at this a little closer? If we continually walk in the light and live in obedience to God's word, you mean I have to live like Jesus in the light and I have be obedient to his word? Why? Because that's what the Bible says. This is where my core values have been established. When somebody says something, the word of God springs out of my inner being. Now, where'd you get that from? Oh, the Bible. That's my core values. Well, I don't believe that. Here's the question I always ask somebody when they say they don't believe that. What do you believe? People don't know what they believe. They only say what they heard somebody else say. Well, where did you get that from? Somebody said it. Where'd they get it from? I don't know. I want to be able to say there's a foundation. It's the word of God. It's on the inside of me. And that's where my core values are. Listen, I know right from wrong. I know when I should and when I shouldn't. And the grace and mercy of God, because of his shed blood on Calvary, with the help of the Holy Ghost, helps me make right decisions at the right time. I love when people say, but you're the pastor. That's got nothing to do with it. How many of you got dressed this morning? How many of you looked in the mirror this morning? Guess what? I did the same thing. I'm a believer, bought with the precious blood of Jesus. And the preacher is just an office that I hold. When I step out of the office and I'm in just Paul mode, listen to me. I'm still a blood-bought child of the King, and I know Jesus loves me throughout all eternity, and he died for my sins, my past, my present, and my future. I can't go wrong with this plan. Now listen to me. We live in obedience to his word. How many of you know it's difficult sometimes to do that? Go like this. How many of you know Jesus knew that? That's why he gave us, don't tell anybody. He gave us the Holy Ghost. To do what? What's one of his many names? Helper! How many of you do things when you need help and you try to do it yourself? Then the prayer request comes in. Such and such back went out. Why? How many of you don't like to ask for help? How many of you know it's easier when you have help? Say help. I like that. Help. The Holy Spirit is your helper. Let's practice this. Holy Spirit, I need your help with these kids. Holy Spirit, I need help with my husband. Holy Spirit, I don't need help with my wife. She's a godly woman. I'm the one who needs the help. Let's straighten all you guys out. Say continually, live in obedience to the Word, and the Holy Spirit will help us. Say, help us. I'm telling you, He is always there, and He always helps us. There was once when I think my wife wasn't feeling well, and we just prayed, and the Holy Spirit said, put the Bible on you. So she got the Bible, put it on her, rolled over with it, and the next day, things changed. That's what the Holy Ghost told her to do. Amen? I've done the same thing many times, put the Word of God next to me when I can't sleep, and I say, Lord, thank you for the Word, and I claim every scripture that says, I can sleep and I can sleep well. Amen? And you know what? Go to sleep like a baby. I'm telling you, the precious Word of God, when you don't know what to do, jam it up against your chest and begin to thank God for the promises of God by the Holy Ghost. Amen? Say in obedience. Here we go now. Listen. We continually have fellowship. This is what the verse says. Have fellowship with one another. Oh, let's go back to this verse now. If we walk in the light as He is in the light and have fellowship with one another, there are too many folks in the church that have something against somebody else who you can't walk up to and say, I love you in Christ Jesus. Because there's something in their heart against that person. There are people here today and even watching, maybe listening, who don't like me and some of the things I've said and done over the years. And you sit there with a heart that is callous towards the preacher and you don't let the things of God get in there because you don't like me and the way I do things. My life is about this, winning the loss for Christ. If you know me, you know that's what I'm about. It's about building up you and edifying you so you can become disciples and go out and win the lost. That's my life. But I gave it up to Jesus a long time ago. This is what I do. This is how I live. But yet people still don't understand that. Amen. Glory to God. Say, love one another. If there's something in your heart and my heart against somebody, He cannot cleanse us from everything that's going on in our life. Disobedience blocks the flow of the blood of Jesus. You ever have people that have a blockage in their heart, doesn't allow the blood to flow, they have to go in and do something? Well, spiritually speaking, what we've got to do is go in and clean it out by forgiving people. That makes the, so the blood can flow. Sometimes when people have a test for their heart, they say, well, it's about a 30% blockage, a 10% block, or whatever. Well, you know, right now we're fine. 10% in a spiritual life is in trouble. There should be no blockages in the blood flow of the throne of God through you and I. It should be clean. Every artery of unforgiveness, every artery of doubt, every artery of anything that doesn't belong in us needs to be clean. Hello? Somebody help me out. So we've got to continually have what? Say fellowship with one another, believers. Oh, we've got to live in what? Say obedience. And then when that happens, He'll continually cleanse us from all sin and keep us pure from contaminating, my God, and corrupting. But what must we do? Fellowship with who? Other believers. Have fellowship with Him unbroken. We've got to live in obedience to the Word. And how many of us need help doing that? That's where the Holy Ghost comes in. So that's a powerful verse. He continually keeps us clean and pure by His blood, but you ever get a vehicle and you read the manual, it tells you what you can and can't do in this thing? You can't put transmission fluid in the motor. Can't put motor oil in the transmission. Why not? Well, it's oil. No, it's not oil. You better read the book and find out it doesn't work. Years ago when I was working at a large corporation and the union went on strike and I had to work, and I remember they took guys out of the office, the engineers and stuff, and they ran the big 40-foot boring mills and all this stuff, the great machines. They go sometimes for 2 weeks going slow, making one cut, finished cuts, incredible machines. And one of them, the light came on, and the machine started acting and making noises. I said, well, I know what that is. I said, it needs oil. So they went over to all the machines lined up, all the oil, and they started cranking oil. I said, well, that's the wrong oil. You want this over here, this number here, that's a very fine oil. This machine takes a fine oil. He said, oil is oil. I said, don't do it. He told me to shut up and mind my own business. So I did. And I went down the other end of the building, and all of a sudden, these lights went on and all this noise. And what happened? They fired the guy on the spot because he said it was oil. It takes a certain kind of oil. It's not just ordinary oil. It takes a certain kind of blood. It takes the blood of Jesus Christ. My God, we've got his DNA on the inside of us. Not one person's blood, not the person of John or anybody else, but it's the precious blood of Jesus that continually cleanses us from sin. Say continually. The blood of Jesus gives us boldness in prayer. It gives us access into the presence of God. Listen now, Hebrews 10:19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of, say, blood of Jesus. Now, when the high priest went in the behind the veil of the curtain at the Holy of Holies, he would take two things with him. He'd bring a basin of blood, say a basin of blood. My God. And he carried that in there, and what would he do? He'd apply it to the mercy seat. Why? For the sins of the nation for how long? Say 1 year. Into the presence of God. But when Jesus said it was finished, the veil of the temple, all three of them, ripped right down the middle and gave us access into the presence of God, because once, the Bible says it this way, once and for all, say once and for all, once and for all, this covenant has been established in the blood of Jesus Christ, and you and I are free once and for all for any sin. Say, I'm cleansed on a daily basis. Amen. If you're listening or watching by television or radio somewhere around the globe, I want you to understand that Jesus loved you then, loves you now, and always will love you. And if you'd like to ask him into your life, because we said in the beginning, the Bible says that we're a brand new creation. It's not old, not repaired. It's a brand new creation. A brand new covenant was established at Calvary. And if you'd like to ask Christ into your life, have him forgive you of your sins. My God, here's the opportunity, sir. Here's the opportunity, young lady. Here's the opportunity, young person in Harvest Church. We'll join in. Would you do this prayer with me? Jesus, thank you for taking my place, dying in my place for my sins, not only past, not only present, but even in the future. My God, thank you for loving me so much that I may be a brand new person in you. Now, if you've asked Christ into your life, three things I tell you to do. Listen to me closely. Tell somebody about Jesus. Go tell somebody that Jesus Christ came into your life and forgiven you of your sins. You're now a brand new creature. You're born again by the Spirit of God from above. That's what born again means. Secondly, go find yourself a church, if you're not already in one, where they'll preach out of the Word of God like this preacher is, giving you scripture references, telling the Word of God how much it's wrapped around you and it loves you. And then thirdly, find out your pastor's vision that God placed on his heart. Find out his vision for your city, for the inner city, for missions. Find out what it is, and then you get behind it. Pray for the church. Support the church with your finances, with your time, your talent, and your treasures. We love you and appreciate you. Have a great day. Amen.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive. Jesus.